Missouri News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says there's a reason the Biden administration is downplaying the ongoing aggression by Iran by having these recent rocket attacks against U.S. personnel in the Middle East.
If the Biden administration acknowledges all of these crimes and Iran's culpability, they know that the American people might demand the military response. And that is the one thing that Joe Biden absolutely refuses to do.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says the administration's open border policy puts the country at risk, if only because of the sheer number of so-called gotaways.
1.7 million people that we just detected coming across. We have no idea who those people are. And we've got Hamas calling for days of rage. You think there might be a bad person or two in that 1.7 million people? So we have to secure the border.
Meanwhile, a threatening map is posted online by an anti-Israel group.
According to the New York Post, the group shared a map of New York City newsrooms, businesses, and landmark buildings online, calling for direct action to globalize Intifada. In addition to the News Corp building and the headquarters of NBC News and the New York Times, the radical group Within Our Lifetime also called for followers to target the offices of technology companies.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. The administration, meanwhile, urging Congress to reauthorize a spy program. More details on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Time is running out to keep Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act going before it expires at the end of December. The White House says the spy program is vital to preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attacks. Administration officials warn lawmakers that without the program, the government won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. But civil liberties advocates insist that changes are needed before the program is reauthorized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 31 points. This is SRN News. China steps up its efforts to co-opt Christianity.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Algerian government continues its crackdown on churches. International Christian Concern reports in a new ruling, the government has decreed that no more than 10 people may gather in a home for religious purposes. Algerian officials have also begun closing churches with no warning and no explanation. ICC reports that life for the country's small Christian minority has gotten even tougher since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is SRN News. Honda's now recalling nearly a quarter million vehicles because bearings can fail, causing the engines to stall.
The recall covers certain 2018 and 19 Honda Pilot SUVs and Odyssey minivans, and some 2017 and 2019 Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected, certain 2015 to 2020 Acura TLX cars and 2016 to 2020 Acura MDX SUVs. The automaker says it has no reports of injuries. Dealers will inspect and repair or replace the engines if necessary. Rich Thomason reporting.
The United Auto Workers Union has overwhelmingly ratified a new contract with Ford, a pact that, along with similar deals with General Motors and Stellantis, will raise pay across the industry. Ford workers voted 69.3% in favor of the pact, which passed with nearly a 15,000-vote margin. More details at srnnews.com.